reaches you.
All right, thank you.
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Juan?
Yeah, sorry, I missed your phone call this morning.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Let me pull up your account and see. It was probably about the payment, I'm thinking. So, one second here. Let's see. For Three Brothers Tree Service, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, looks like we're still having trouble processing this month's payment, so I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, we go over that in a minute, but I just find out that I spoke to the guy that the one created the profile.
Okay.
The page.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he don't got access to it. He said I got full access to it. But he said he used a whole different email. And I which email do you got in the account right there?
So it looks like the one that you had access to, that you added us as a manager to, that one never got verified by Google. So what James did, he's in our verification department. He created a new one, and once that gets verified, we're going to merge it together with the existing one that you had and get it published. So you're going to be set as the owner because it belongs to Three Brothers Tree Service. We're just going to be managing it for you so that we can get it on the first page. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because this guy just gave me the email that he used. I mean, the
Let
email
me ask him.
That he used.
I'll ask him. Because it said that he sent you an invite to add us as a manager, right? So I think he used the one that you added us to, because that said that that was done on May 14th, which was 2 days ago, right?
Can you
remember
that?
I have to message that department. I'm not in your Google business page. All I do typically is collect failed payments, but I can find out for you. So give me a second. Let me find out.
Okay.
From James. He's an expert in this. He's so good at getting these things verified. So let's see what he said. So after we spoke that day, he did say that with that new profile, a Google video verification would work to get it published. So did you get that second email that you got on the 14th about doing the Google video verification?
Yeah, I think I get that.
Okay. Yeah, so what that is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually be a valid business in the area. So once you send over, and I think there's like 8 suggestions or 7 suggestions on that email, like a business license or insurance or registration or an invoice with your address or a work vehicle with a Pennsylvania license plate. You don't have to send all 7 or 8 items, but just send over through that video what you have, and then that will help to get it verified quickly. And then we'll merge it together with the listing that you already had with the 6 Google reviews on it and get it published on the first page.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because to be honest, I don't like, I don't know how to do, like I see, I look up a video how it's made part, and I mean, I don't know if it's their request. It has to be every little thing that they require, they're requesting in a video, like, because I think I have with me, like, the business registration, I got the, what's it called, I got insurance, and I also got the, I mean, I still need to get a license, like, the business license. I think you need it for, like, cut trees and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I still need to get that.
Well, if you don't have that, still send over what the items that you do have. You know what I mean? Because that will help us to get. You might not even need it. Because if you were doing Google Guaranteed and going through the background check and all that, then definitely you would need it. But I don't think you need it just to get this listing verified on Google. So, I think if you just upload on that link what you have, that it's going to go through fine. But James is on the chat with me, and he just told me that he's checking the email that he set it up under. Because I understand on that email, too, it says to log in and then click on the box that says get verified. So you want to make sure that you're logged in to the right page, right?
Yeah. Like I say, because the email that this guy gave to me is the email that belongs to actually, like, to the, it's not my personal one. It's the actually the one belongs to the business. So start with, like, three brothers, three steps, something like that. And I think the email that I put on this when I started with you guys was my personal one. So the guy
there might be a duplicate, right?
Yeah, so the guy said, you have full access, so you need to use the actual email that we use, so like the email that belongs to the three brothers, three servers, you know, because I have two websites. I got one website that was made by someone else that they use the three brothers, the one email started with the three brothers, stuff like that, and this guy say that he used the same one to create the second one, like the Google Map page. So
okay.
I don't know if that's an issue right there. That's why I was trying to figure out which email that I was the one I gave it to you guys, if it was my personal one or the one.
You gave us the personal one for the account, but I don't know which one you gave us when you logged into the Google listing and added us. Oh, So I told him, you think there might be a duplicate that had been set up under your company email. He said that he's adding you JuanCarloGarcia496@gmail.com. So that way you'll get the invite and you can log in through that link that he's sending you through your personal email. So if there is another one set up under the business email, we'll catch that once Google publishes it and we'll get them merged. But he said for now just use your personal email. But you should be getting an invite from him very shortly here. And then
okay.
He also texted me something that I'm not sure I understand it. But he said, when the client goes to do the video verification, make sure he doesn't select the existing business. Instead, proceed with this being a new one. That way we can merge it. So he said he's going to send me a screenshot of what he means, and then once he sends that screenshot, I'll send it to you. So you might have two options when it says get verified, which would be the one, the old profile and then the new one. So he wants you to click on the new one. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell him to send the screenshot so that I can forward it to you.
You send that through email or how are you?
He said he was going to send an email that says to add us as to the Google business profile. But it looks like you already did that on the 14th. So let me just see. Or he said you were going to get an invite.
That.
I don't know what the invite was for. He said you're going to get an invite in a few minutes. Okay. I'm going to see if he can possibly call you because I'm confused right now what's going on, and I know if I'm confused, then you must be confused. So I think the only one that could clear it up is James. He's the expert, and it's so funny because I've talked to so many people that have fought with Google for months to get their business profile verified, and they get on with James, and they get it verified within 2 seconds, you know? So he definitely knows what he's doing. It's just that sometimes when he chats me, I don't understand what he's trying to say, you know?
Okay, yeah. Can you tell him to give me a, because I'm about to be busy for the next 25 minutes right now. If you can tell him that, give me a call around 5:15, that would be
okay.
Great. Because, like I said, I don't want to, like, try to be on the phone and then try to talk to this customer right now. You know,
I don't
like,
blame you.
But just tell him to give me a call in like 20 minutes. That works. You still there? Hello?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
You can? Okay, good. So on the screen, when he clicks Get Verified, he wants to select that it doesn't match. Otherwise, it would bring us back to the same issue. So let me see the screenshot. Oh, okay. So copy. So you're going to get an email that says, is this your business? And one will say Three Brothers Tree Service LLC, 2124 Ted Jim Drive, Apartment A. And then the second option will say, this doesn't match. He says to click on this doesn't match. Because if you click on the first one, it's going to take you back to the same issue that we've had all along. So I'll send you... I'm so sorry, I'm fighting a cold, but I'll send you the screenshot of what he sent me, so that way you can go in and you can just do it exactly the way he's saying, okay?
Okay, I got you.
Okay, so let me real quickly here.
Okay.
And then 1 second before I let you go, because he just wrote me back on something else. So let's see what he said here.
Oh, no problem.
Oh, yeah, it says it's a bug with Google. He said the Google bug currently is if he selects the top option, it will keep saying request access, and then it won't proceed. So just, like, try to log into your Google business profile like you normally do, but use your personal email because he added you to it. And then when you get this screen, It's going to say, is this your business? And just click this doesn't match and confirm it. And then when you confirm it, you can follow the instructions in the email to get it video uploaded. And when it says a video verification, it usually takes like less than 10 minutes. All you have to do is, you know, send over through that video the couple of things that you do have. And then that way Google will tag it to the correct account and we'll get it verified for you.
Okay, sounds good.
Makes sense? Okay, all right. Thank you for your patience, Juan, and have a nice weekend too. Oh, and then what about the payment? Do you want to update it now or?
Can I call back tomorrow for that? I need to
Sure. We're not here on Saturday and Sunday, but we can I'll circle back on Monday to your account, and if it didn't go through over the weekend, I can follow up with you then, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, let me just see here if we have the correct card. Yeah, I think the card's good. It's just that it needs a little bit more fun. Okay, so I'll check on it on Monday, and in the meantime, please call me if you have any trouble following the email instructions, and then I'll get James on with you, okay?